On this day, Monday, the 19th of September 2022, Queen Elizabeth II was laid to rest after a long and illustrious reign of just over 70 years. It's certainly true that in all of our lifetimes, we will never see her likes again. We thank God for her long reign. We thank God for her integrity. Thank God for her gracious manner and gracious spirit. And we thank God for the freedoms and the liberties that we enjoy to worship our God and to serve Him and to be able to meet together without let or fear or hindrance around an open Bible and worship God according to our conscience. These are liberties that we ought not to take for granted. But the reality that the Queen has passed away and a new King is on the throne reminds us of some simple spiritual truths and scriptural realities. The powers that be, the Bible says, are ordained of God. It also reminds us of the brevity of life. 96 years is a long lifetime, but at the same time, in light of eternity, it's just a small drop in the ocean. And we're reminded that all of us must needs die. We're also reminded as well, at a time like this, that every single one of us someday shall give an account of himself or herself before God. Our thoughts are with the royal family. Our prayers are with them. We think especially of King Charles III as he commences his reign. We do know that he needs God's help and God's grace and God's guidance. But we are reminded, of course, in Scripture of another king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only perfect king ever to reign. His reign shall have no end. And there's coming a day whenever every child of God who's been born again of the Spirit of God and has entered into the kingdom of God in time will reign with him in eternity. And that's a wonderful prospect. It's almost too great for us to comprehend or to take in. The Scripture reminds us that the eye hath not seen, neither hath the ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Read a quote recently about Queen Victoria. It really challenged and blessed my heart. The story goes that Queen Victoria was being visited by one of her chaplains. He was reading the scriptures to her. He was talking about the things of God, sharing the gospel with her. And the subject came round to thoughts regarding the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the second coming of our Lord. And that's something that's promised and prophesied in Scripture. And we're certainly closer to that event than we have ever been in the history of the world. And the signs of the times clearly point to the end of the age. And as this chaplain was speaking to the Queen about the second coming, she replied and said, "Oh, how I wish he would come in my lifetime. Oh, how I wish he would come in my lifetime." To which the chaplain replied, "Why does your majesty feel this very earnest desire?" To which she at last replied, "I should love to lay down my crown at his feet." That was Queen Victoria. "I should love to lay down my crown at his feet." And the word of God speaks about the crown that every believer will receive. Paul the Apostle spoke about finishing his course, running his race, fighting a good fight, keeping the faith, and then testified that he had the assurance, the conviction, that there was laid up for him a crown of righteousness. And we read in Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 10 about the 24 elders in heaven, and it says that they fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast down their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honour and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." And I look forward to that day whenever we will cast our crowns at the Saviour's feet and crown him Lord of all, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A King who reigns in righteousness, a King who redeems us, a King whose realm shall know no end, a King who will return. I wonder, are you ready? Are you living in light of eternity? I would rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than to be the King of a vast domain, because having Christ, you've got absolutely everything. May God bless you, friends, and look after yourselves. Bye-bye.